You're listening to SBS News.
A report from a German law firm accuses former Pope Benedict of allowing several priests accused of child abuse to keep working while he was Archbishop of Munich and Freising between 1977 and 1982. At that time, he was known as Joseph Ratzinger. Co-author of the report, Dr. Martin Pusch, says the findings show there were at least 497 victims of abuse in the Munich and Freising Archdiocese between 1945 and 2019, most of whom were young males.
In a total of four cases, we have come to the conclusion that the then Archbishop Cardinal Ratzinger can be accused of misconduct in cases of sexual abuse. Two of these cases concern acts of abuse committed during his tenure and sanctioned by the state. In both cases, the perpetrators continued to be active in pastoral care without any explicit restrictions to their activities. Measures available under church law were not initiated. We were not aware that any interest was betrayed in the victims, nor that any actions to care for them were undertaken.
He says the 94-year-old strongly denies the accusations.
He essentially claims a lack of knowledge of the facts and a lack of relevance under canon criminal law. In doing so, he continues to claim ignorance even when, in our opinion, it is difficult to reconcile this with the case records.
The long-awaited report also criticises the lack of action from other figures in the Catholic Church, including the region's current Archbishop, Cardinal Reinhard Marx. It says he failed to intervene in two cases of alleged abuse since he took on the role in 2008. Pope Francis last year rejected an offer from the 64-year-old to resign over the crisis. Cardinal Marx says he apologises on behalf of the Munich and Freising Archdiocese for the suffering inflicted on the victims.
Dealing with sexual abuse cannot be separated from the path of change, renewal and reform of the Church. We'll continue to work on this together.
Mike McDonnell is Communications Manager at Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, also known as SNAP. He says he's not surprised it's taken an independent investigation to bring these allegations to light.
They knew of these systemic cases, decades old cases, and they weren't going to go against their superiors. That's what the structure of the Catholic hierarchy is, and that is to protect each other, protect the priests, protect this information from coming out instead of protecting the people that are in the pews.
For fellow survivor Agnes Witch, the memories of her abuse at the hands of the church continue to haunt her decades later.
Of course, it touches me very much on an emotional level, and it is the area, the environment, where the abuse also happened in my childhood, about 2 hours by train from Munich in a small town. And of course that revived some things from that time. And I also asked myself how I can protect myself. How can I keep my distance from the events in spite of everything so that they don't re-traumatise me? That can certainly be the case for many others.
The Vatican says it will examine the full details of the report. Amy Hall, SBS News.